This is Audible.
The Waterhole, a short western, written by J.C. Hulsey, narrated by J.C. Hulsey. All the books I've read and the movies and TV shows that I've watched have always said one thing. Whoever controls the water controls the land. This is a short story of a man hired to guard, as he puts it, a worthless, stinky, smelly mud hole. Texas Hill Country, 1875. How the hell did I get in this predicament, guarding this stupid mud hole? I didn't think my mama raised no idiots, unless you count this little episode. A grown man should have more sense, but here I sit, sweat running into my eyes and my new shirt soaking wet. I could maybe understand if I was still a kid, but damn it, I'm nearly 40. I should be a little smarter by now. Of course, it's always been that way. Even as a youngster, I'd find myself in situations that I couldn't explain how I got there. I remember one time I found myself cornered in the hog pen by three hungry hogs. If my ma hadn't heard me hollering, I wouldn't be standing here today. You ought to have seen her beating on them hogs with her skillet. And then that time I threw a rock into a bee's nest. I couldn't run fast enough to get away from those angry bugs. Ma was there afterwards, pulling out the stingers and rubbing potato juice on all the bites. I look back on all those times and mark it up as being young and naive, but now, at my age, it's just plain stupidity. I reckon there's plenty of good memories, but I have to think really hard to remember them. How about that time Mary Margaret let me kiss her at the fall festival? I'll never forget how soft her lips were pressed against mine. Oh, there were other kisses along the way, but Mary Margaret was my first. A cowboy's life is probably one of the hardest jobs a man can have, but it's something I enjoy. None of this working in town, cooped up inside a building, being around folks all the time. Nope, give me the open range, chasing after a runaway steer or just riding free on the wide open prairie, feeling the wind rush past my face. Being able to breathe in a lung full of clean, fresh air, at least as fresh as it can be falling behind a cow. Yep, a cowboy's life may not be glamorous, but it is fulfilling. You'd also think a fellow would learn after a lifetime of bad luck not to keep playing poker. But every time I get a couple of dollars in my pocket, it's like those cards are a magnet pulling me in. I wish Mr. Purdy had let me ride fence or cut hay, anything but being in this godforsaken place in the middle of nowhere. Just this stinking mud hole, a dozen trees, and the sun. Oh, a boiling hot sun. He told me to guard it day and night. Now who's going to be coming here at night? Ain't got nothing to eat except in a couple of pieces of jerky. Should have kept a couple of coins from that game last night to get something. Of course, I wasn't figuring on being in this situation. Why is this water hole so damned important anyway? I do wonder where the water comes from. Must be an underground spring or something. Only a few trees out here in the middle of this small valley. Nothing else as far as I can see. Not a very good location, not in my humble opinion. But we done established I ain't none too smart. If I hadn't lost all my wages in that poker game, I wouldn't be sitting here wiping sweat from my face with my wet bandana. Mr. Purdy caught me coming out of the saloon after a night of gambling away my pay. He said he'd pay me $50 a day if I'd chase off anybody that tried to water their stock. $50 a day is a lot of money, and I mean a lot to a cowboy like me. Purdy owns a Rockin' Pete Ranch, the largest cattle ranch in the country, so I reckon he could afford it. I knew I should go back to my job on the Circle R, but I couldn't turn down $50 a day. I heard in town this was open range. That means whoever has control of this water hole could claim it as his own. I guess that's why I'm sitting here rolling my last smoke. I'm sure glad I got a full canteen. I'd have to be mighty thirsty to drink from that stinky, smelly mud hole. Maybe in the spring, during rainy season, it'd be all right. But right now, it's just what I called it, a stinky, smelly mud hole. And here I am, with the sun beating down relentlessly on my head, sweat running between my shoulder blades. Maybe I'll wet my bandana in that hole. At least it'll make me feel cooler. I'll roll myself another smoke. No, I won't. Forgot I ran out. It's probably for the best, anyhow. I heard a traveling snake oil peddler say one time that tobacco kill you. Claimed it caused cancer or something like that. You know, I've been smoking since I was 10, and I ain't dead yet. Uh-oh. Somebody's coming. Looks like a couple of kids with three. Oh, no, four mossy-back cows. Wonder where they come from. Look to be 10, maybe 11 years old, dressed like farmer's kids. You can tell the bigger one's the boss. Look at him telling the smaller of the two what to do. Both boys are tanned dark brown from many hours in the sun. Their ma must be a good seamstress, because they're both dressed in homemade overalls with flour sack shirts, wearing straw hats. They ain't skinny, but they ain't fat either. I wonder what it's like having a brother. I was an only child because my pa died before I was born. At least the farm was paid for, so Ma didn't have to worry about a place for us to live. Ma took to washing other folks' dirty clothes to support us. It was back-breaking work, but I never heard her complain, not once. She died when I turned 17, and I continued washing people's dirty clothes. I took a lot of humiliation and suffered more than one black eye because of my chosen line of work, but it did make enough money to buy grub. When I turned 20, I hired on with Mr. Rogers, who owned the Circle R Ranch. I started as a gunsel. That's a person with limited knowledge of livestock and cowboy ways, usually used in a derogatory term. As I got older and began to learn more, Mr. Rogers put me to riding fence, then later on to rounding up strays, then finally to a full-fledged all-around wrangler. I was a very proud young man having accomplished such an important feat for the first time in my life. It was about then that I discovered poker. At first, it was just a friendly game with the other guys in the bunkhouse. Then on my first trip into town, I discovered the bigger, more exciting games in the saloons. I could hardly wait till the end of the month when I received my wages. I'd eagerly grab the money and head for town. By then, I was well known for being a very energetic young man who clearly loved to play poker. It was said around town that I was a good loser. How else can you be? It don't do you no good to get all flustered and upset. It don't get you money back. I can't remember me being as young as those two. I sure hate to tell them they can't water them cows here, but that's what I've been hired to do. Hold up there. Don't come no closer. This here's private property. Turn around and go back where you come from, I shouted. We just want to water our cows, mister. They're mighty thirsty, said the older boy. I ain't had nothing to drink for now in 2 days. These cows are mighty important to me and my brother. We raised them from babies. How come this private property? It ain't never been afore. Who's claiming to own it? It's always been open range. Mr. Walter Purdy's claiming it, I told him, and he gave strict orders to keep everybody back, and that includes you. Please don't cause me no trouble. Just turn back. You wouldn't shoot a couple of kids, would you? No, I won't shoot you, but I will shoot them cows of yours. Now, I ain't going to tell you again. Turn around. I put my new Winchester to my shoulder and levered one into the chamber. I noticed the kids talking back and forth, but they were too far away for me to hear what they were saying. Looked like the smaller one wanted to turn around, but the big one shook his head, held up his hand as if to shush the smaller one. I sure hope they turn around. I don't want to shoot their cows. Mister, we're going to bring our cows up there. If you feel the need to shoot them, then you go ahead. We'd see them dead by lead poisoning rather than see them die from thirst. You go ahead and shoot if you mind to. Now what? What am I going to do? I don't want to shoot nothing or nobody. Only thing I ever shot in my whole life was a few squirrels. Nothing in cold blood like this. Mr. Purdy wouldn't have to know, would he, if these kids watered their scrawny cows? Besides, there ain't but four of them. What the hell? All right, I shouted. Bring them in, but be fast about it. Letting you do this could get me in a lot of trouble. God bless you, mister. These critters couldn't have lasted another day. We're much obliged. Quit your jawing and hurry up. Those cows smelled a little bit of liquid and almost run one another down trying to get to it. Looks like you're right, I commented. They are mighty thirsty. Is it okay if me and my brother step down off our horses and get a drink? Sure, I told him. Climb down and help yourself. It ain't much good. Mostly mud. At least it's wet. Thanks. I turned to scan the horizon for any sign of Purdy and his crew, but didn't see nothing. Of course, I couldn't see real good toward the ranch. He could show up at any minute racing around the corner of the bluff. I turned back and found myself looking into the barrel of a .45. What you doing with that gun, kid? My name's Tommy Turner, and this is my little brother Francis, but we call him Buddy. We're the Swanson boys. Our place is just over that way, about 12 miles or so. Our creek done dried up, so Pa figured he'd send me and Buddy over here and stake our claim on this water hole. It's the only one around these parts that don't go dry. We sure hate doing this to you, with you being so nice and all, but you know what they say. The man that controls the water controls the land. So long, mister. This has been The Waterhole, a short western by J.C. Halsey. Copyright 2015 by J.C. Halsey. Audio copyright 2015 by Outlaws Publishing.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.